From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel. Big news from the computer business today. Apple will start using computer chips made by Intel. Apple's CEO Steve Jobs made the announcement at a software developers conference in San Francisco. Until now, Apple has always used chips made by IBM and Motorola. Reporter Jason Lopez is following the story, and he's with us from San Francisco. Jason, why is Apple making the switch?
Well, in some ways, you could say that this is about laptop computer sales, because that's what's hot. That's what's selling. And as laptops overtake desktop computers in sales, users are looking for machines that let them work longer and longer between recharges. Intel offers that in their development plan for chips into the future. They're really looking at being able to allow users to work for hours and hours without having to worry about that. IBM doesn't seem to have that development process as surely in place.
Well, what does Intel gain from this, and what does IBM lose?
That's hard to say, because for both companies, the business generated by Apple isn't significant compared to their overall revenue. If you look at IBM's semiconductor business, they were actually a money loser in 2003. They haven't separated out that part of the business lately, so we don't know how they're doing. But Apple's revenue is not really that significant for IBM overall, and Intel stands to gain a small percentage of business by selling its microprocessors to Apple. Apple only generates about 2% total sales of PCs compared to all other manufacturers. So Intel really doesn't stand to gain that much from selling to Apple users now.
Now, the audience today for this announcement was an auditorium full of software developers. How did the news go over with them?
Well, it was interesting, because Steve Jobs started off with an announcement of a number of new features and all sorts of products, and then finally came to a slide that said, "It's true." And in the word "true" is the letter E. It was an E that was sort of dropped lower than the rest of the word. If you look at the word Intel, the logo Intel has a dropped E as well. Of course, everyone knew what it meant in the room. There were some boos and there were some hisses, but for the most part, throughout the announcement and throughout the presentation of what it would mean, most of the developers in the room were actually quite warm and applauded most of what Steve Jobs had to say.
To what extent might this announcement by Apple diminish the idea that Apple is different, that it's not like other computers, PCs?
Well, that word "different" is very important, because "think different" has been a slogan that Apple has been using for some time now. And Apple does like the cachet of being a well-made computer. The fit and finish of the actual machines is high quality. The operating system seems to do more "gee whiz, look at me" kinds of things. And so Apple has derided Intel for a long time. And suddenly Apple makes this switch, saying that the enemy is now going to be inside your machine. It's going to be interesting to see how users actually warm up to this in the next year or two.
Okay, thanks, Jason. That's reporter Jason Lopez in San Francisco.